Remembering that fateful day 21 years ago, I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. A somber day to remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Fox's Alexis McAdams is at the Ground Zero Memorial in New York.
We heard the reading of those names, the church bells ringing here in Lower Manhattan, and of course the sound of that waterfall right there near the Ground Zero Memorial. 21 years may have passed, but it has not been easier for the family.
The reality is that I, along with countless other children who lost parents, missed out on countless memories, moments, conversations.
In so many tributes rolling in 21 years after the deadliest attack on U.S. soil.
President Biden spoke at the Pentagon saying heroes were made that day.
Civilians and service members leaping to action as the walls collapsed and the roof began to crumble. They raced into the breach.
First Lady Jill Biden spent the day in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
I want to thank the families of the crew and passengers of Flight 93 for sharing your love and memories of today.
The passengers fought the terrorists who hijacked the plane, crashing it into the field. Queen Elizabeth's flag-draped coffin is now at the monarchy's residence in Edinburgh after making its way through the Scottish countryside from Balmoral. Her funeral is a week from Monday. Gas prices continue to fall. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices fell another 12 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks. The average is now $3.85. for regular grade at retail. This has been a 13-week slide, and it's a total drop of $1.25 per gallon.
Prices are still 61 cents higher on average than they were a year ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Four people were plowed down in a Chicago parking lot. Fox 32 Chicago's Nate Rogers reports.
Police here at the scene tell us this incident involved a, quote, inner conflict, apparently between a group of family members and friends. Police say an argument erupted inside the restaurant, eventually the confrontation spilling outside. Police say a driver of a black Tahoe struck four people in this parking lot and immediately left the scene.
The vehicle was later found parked. The driver is yet to be identified, and the victims are in stable condition. An Alabama pastor files a federal lawsuit after he was recently arrested. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Lawyers for Pastor Michael Jennings are suing the city of Childersburg, Alabama, after Jennings was arrested while watering his neighbor's flowers in May of this year while that neighbor was out of town. Someone reported Jennings as a suspicious person and called police. Jennings was handcuffed and had his phone taken after a dispute over producing an ID.
What they did that day, they did with impunity, figuring there'd be no action taken against them. I felt dehumanized. I felt little. I felt helpless. And it hurt me.
Charges against Pastor Jennings were later dropped. Jennings telling reporters in Birmingham that he's not anti-police. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Wildlife officials in New Mexico make an interesting find.
A raid at two homes in Albuquerque last month netted drugs, guns, money, and an alligator. The alligator was taken to a wildlife facility. New Mexico wildlife officials say they're also searching for a young tiger they believe is being illegally kept as a pet as well. Now, investigators think the tiger is with someone in New Mexico or a nearby state. Albuquerque police reported a 26-year-old man has been arrested. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.